Welcome to another episode of Warriors What's Up. Today I'm DJ Mike.
And I am DJ King.
And for your news today, we're going to talk about politics. Oh wait, today's not opposite day. Welcome to another episode of What's Up Warriors. I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
And we'll get right into the news after the intro.
2019's new year, I'm DJ Mike.
And I'm DJ King.
Welcome back to the What's Up Warriors podcast.
We are back with another episode of What's Up Warriors, ain't that correct?
Yes, it is indeed correct. What's today's episode about?
Today's episode is going to be about, well, it was originally going to be on PAX, but little did we realize PAX has yet to go by, PAX East and West. So we're just going to go ahead and talk about the video games that are coming out this year in 2019. So far, we got Mortal Kombat 11, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. We got rumors about Modern Warfare 2 being remastered.
Modern Warfare 2?
Yes.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun. Modern Warfare remastered was already good enough, but then they were just like, let's go ahead and throw in number 2. And then, of course, you got Kingdom Hearts 3, Days Gone, Luigi's Mansion 3. Am I missing anything?
A game called Devil May Cry 5.
Devil May Cry 5, Gears of War 5, and I believe that's it for the Spectrum. We'll also talk about most recent games coming out, how Apex is beating Fortnite in sales. Let's go ahead and talk about that, Apex. So if you guys don't know what Apex is, it's basically another battle royale. Pretty much it's like Fortnite, but with characters that you get to choose that have their own special abilities. You hop on King's Canyon?
King's Island. I thought you were about to say King's Island.
I was about to say that too. Is it King's Canyon?
I didn't actually know the island had a name.
Yeah, it does. It says it in the loading screen. I think it's called King's Canyon. King's Canyon, pretty much, no matter what, you have to work in groups of three. You may be put by yourself. It morally just depends on how many people enter the map. I know when I played the game for the first time ever, they sent me by myself for the first time. So you know what it was like just to kind of get jumped by three other people, one being a woman that can teleport, the other being a guy with a gas mask, and this big, giant, shielded dude. He was like, I'm coming to get ya, you know.
Honestly, I do not think the game requires any skill. It doesn't require any skill. All it takes is, do you have a better weapon? Yes. You're most likely going to kill the other player. Do you have a faster weapon? Yes. You're most likely going to kill the other player. It's always about which weapon is better than the other. And no matter how many times I always get the jump on someone, they turn around and kill me instantly, which is why I don't play the game all that much.
I like it. It's a lot better than Fortnite. I mean, Fortnite just released Season 8, which was which was a weird one. Fortnite is, it's going downhill. Let's just say that right now. Because last season, no one really played it. That's when they lost a lot of revenue, was in their last season, Season 8, which they thought it'd be a good idea just to place a bunch of snow on the map. Now, I get it. It was Christmas-themed. They didn't have a lot of, you know, things relating to Christmas at the time. They were just like, hey, there's snow. There's snow on the map. Go have fun. Play with an airplane. Go crash into each other. I don't care.
And also the fact that Apex Legends was starting to become popular. So, I messed up my words there. But Epic Games released challenges that you can do so you can get the Season 8 Battle Pass for free.
And
that's called desperate right there. But honestly, not to bash Epic Games. I mean, yeah, you want players to keep playing their game, and the challenges was an epic opportunity for people who have never had the Battle Pass a day in their life to get it and then get some awesome new skins.
Pretty much. It was the they were trying to get rid of no skins on the map, and I feel bad for anyone that actually does hop on it now that's never played it before. They're just sitting like, there's a pirate, there's cannons only.
There's an actual banana.
Yes, there's a banana running around the map. And that irritated me because my little brother actually does play the game still, which is funny because he's little. And I watched him play, and I just see a bunch of bananas running around in like the mainland before you get sent on the battle bus. And I'm just sitting there like, what is this? What has this game become? I remember when Season 1 came out and shotguns were snipers. Like,
Yeah, can we go back to the good old days where not a lot of people played the game and it was so much easier to get a win? But now, nowadays, you got people who can build a fort in 20 seconds, and all of a sudden, you have no chance.
The Minecraft pros have transitioned over.
Yes.
That's, and then people who are actually good at shooter games like Call of Duty, Battlefield, etc., they have switched over to Apex. And I feel like Battle Royales are taking over everything at this point, you know? I feel like now, at this point, the grading system in schools is going to be a Battle Royale. You better fight to get an A.
Yeah, that's basically how it is already.
Oh my god, I mean, like, they wouldn't eliminate each other, but they would just be, like, pushing each other out the way just to grab a pen and a paper, sign your name on it, boom!
Expelled.
Oh my god, no. But, we also got Kingdom Hearts 3, which came out not too long ago.
I've been recently looking at memes of Kingdom Hearts. It's a funny meme where you're traveling with characters, Daffy and Goofy, and there's a snowstorm, and Goofy's like, "We're safe here," and then Goofy gets blown away by the storm.
"We're safe here," and then gone. I could do a pretty good Mickey Mouse impression. You wanna hear it?
Okay, yes.
Oh, it's me, Mickey Mouse. Oh. It doesn't help that I'm also, like, partially sick, so, I swear, I'm energetic, I promise, but,
So, also, what about Kingdom Hearts? There's obviously a trailer for it, right?
Yes.
So, what was in the trailer? Did you see the trailer?
Well, I'm not a big Kingdom Hearts fan.
Oh, neither am I. Next!
Nah, Kingdom Hearts 3, it's the third out of all of them. I think there's, like, 20 of them, to be honest. But, I don't know. I saw Kingdom Hearts, like, 1, 2. I remember when it came out for the 3DS, when it came out. And then, like, I'm just sitting there, like, how many of these are there? It's like, what's it called? Final Destiny or Final Destination? Something like that.
Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy. Why'd I say Final Destination?
That's Final Destination. That's a movie, and that's totally different.
Yeah, I highly advise you not to watch Final Destination, because that's a very gruesome movie. But
I advise it.
Oh my god, don't do that.
I wouldn't call it a good movie, but, like, for people who like blood and gore, that's the movie for you.
Oh no. All right, so Final Fantasy also, which was funny for the fact that they had Easter eggs in both Assassin's Creed Origins and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but we ain't gonna get into that. I wanna ride a phoenix, and I don't like this horse.
A phoenix?
Yes.
What is Assassin's Creed becoming?
Huh?
What is Assassin's Creed becoming?
Unfortunately, it's becoming a battle royale.
So Devil May Cry 5, yeah, this is a game I have been waiting for since the last Devil May Cry that was released was terrible, and for those of you who don't know, it was just called DMC, it wasn't called Devil May Cry, even though you could call it Devil May Cry, but you were basically still the character Dante, which is the son of Sparta, and Sparta was a demon king, if I have that correct.
Yes.
But he's the spawn of Sparta, and so Dante inherited his demon powers while his brother Virgil inherited the angel powers from his mother. But you were a younger version of Dante, and he just wasn't Dante. The younger version of Dante is just like some angsty teen that doesn't like people and just doesn't like to socialize. I mean, pretty sure the Dante now doesn't like to do that either, but he's not so much of a jerk. But with this game, it's a sequel from Devil May Cry 4, which you get to meet this kid named Nero, who is the spawn of Virgil, Dante's brother. And basically the whole story just goes on to where you're fighting, I don't even remember what the guy's name was. I don't even think they announced that.
You get to
that.
Fight demons.
I know you get to fight demons, but there's a boss that not even Dante or Nero can fight alone. And you get introduced to a new character. His name's V. I don't know what he does. I mean, that's something new for me. He sort of looks like Virgil, but then doesn't. What you look up?
Oh, sorry. I was calculating how many steps I made yesterday, and also,
Devil May Cry is a good game. I'd advise you to play.
See?
I totally agree with that.
And then I got it in German, too, for all of our German listeners.
Teufel kann weinen ist ein gutes Spiel. Ich würde dir raten zu spielen.
All right, so now that we got that down, Let's talk about Luigi's Mansion. I remember when the first one, or not the first one, but the first new one came out for 3DS. I didn't know they made a second one.
I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a second one. I thought they just stopped at a Luigi's. Luigi's, that's his cousin, Luigi.
Well, welcome to another episode of Maligi.
Maligi. Luigi's cousin.
It's just Mario and Luigi fused together like it's from Dragon Ball Z.
Mark.
Fusion. Mark. All right, but...
Lewis and Mark.
Oh, no. But, so pretty much, if you guys don't know what Luigi's Mansion is, Luigi's Mansion is pretty much Luigi's own, little storyline. Luigi, he's this ghost hunter. Not ghost hunter, but, He goes to houses and he explores, right? Next thing you know, there's magical ghosts. And then he picks up a vacuum cleaner and sucks them into the vacuum until he magically unhaunts the house. Not only that, but if you enjoyed the amazing Game Boy, well, guess what? He communicates with the doctor that he tries to get rid of these ghosts, who the doctor helps. Blah. Boom, they speak to each other on a Game Boy. Yes, you heard me correctly, DJ Mike, because people can't see me and you. So if you guys don't know what he was doing, he was just staring at me very confused. Yes, they do speak to each other through a Game Boy. How that's humanly possible is beyond me. Now, what they need to do for this new generation is bring Game Boys back. What do you think?
I think the Game Boy, it's gone. Let go, DJ King.
No, I will never let go.
But do you know what was ahead of its time?
What?
The PSP.
Well, you think the PSP needs to come back? They already brought it back. They brought it with the PS Vita.
Yeah, but like it's not as popular anymore. It's because when it was released, it was ahead of its time. So everyone was like, oh, cool, this is awesome. And then no one's talking about it again. The PSP needed to be released at a good time, and it wasn't. It needed to be held back until the right time because it's such an amazing device. Even though the graphics were pretty bad, it doesn't matter. The PSP was excellent.
I remember when I got the PS Vita, I was playing Sly Cooper 4 Thieves in Time.
I've always wanted to play Sly Cooper.
I played number 1, 2, and 3, and it was awesome. And people are still rumoring till this day that the company that made the new Sly Cooper, that they'll eventually bring the fifth one out. Because at the end of the fourth one, they teased a little thing where Sly Cooper got sucked into time, and he made it to where he was in Egypt.
Egypt, you say?
Yes, Egypt.
Continue.
And of course, we got one more game for you. Gears of War 5. So if you guys haven't played Gears of War as of lately, there's too many. I don't know the full backstory, but pretty much everyone's fighting aliens again.
That's always how it is. It's no longer other people. It's aliens. We're going for aliens and robots. That's the new meta.
I mean, how do I phrase this without seeming a little narcissistic? Or not narcissistic. What's the word? Selfish. I like the alien stuff.
Why?
Because, man, it reminds me too much of Borderlands. Also, Borderlands 3 was also rumored to come out by Gearbox. One of the main producers of Borderlands was like, hey, guess what? We're releasing the next Borderlands story soon. And it's just like, man, just give it to me. I played 1, 2, and the pre-sequel. I want to know what happens after Handsome Jack.
I've played the Telltale series of Borderlands.
I also played Telltale's Into the Borderlands.
It was pretty funny.
It was awesome. It was, unfortunately, oh yeah, Walking Dead season 4, the final season. There's only one episode left.
Because they had to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
And then currently, I believe, man, what's it called? Skybound. Skybound's currently working on the last two. They recently released episode 3, where Clementine makes the encounter with Lily. And boom, there you go. And also Lee comes back. Woohoo, Lee. Is there any other things?
Wait, hold on, wait, you're not just gonna skip over that like you didn't say it. Lee comes back as a memory?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, but he's dead.
Yes, Lee, yeah, we're making too many spoilers. All right.
Spoilers? The first season has been out for like how many years now?
And it's also for free.
It's also for free right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure everyone, or at least a lot of people, has played season one of The Walking Dead, and... But if you don't remember Lily, you know, you kind of ditched her in the first season, and you're like, oh, that's the end of Lily, but then she comes, just walking back in.
Well, she was either ditched or she took the RV. It really just depended on what choice you made during the first season.
Either way, she somehow survived.
Yes. And not only that, but since Telltale shut down, that means no more Minecraft Story Mode. You get to go play it on your Netflix now, because they were like, here, play it. You got no more Wolf Among Us Season 2. We were promised a Wolf Among Us Season 2, but we ain't getting it. Unless Vertigo and Warner Bros. Are going to be like, hey, let's bring Bigby and all the other Fables back. Oh.
You know Rocksteady is very popular for their Batman games, right?
Yes.
So Rocksteady has been trying to recruit some animators, I believe, to help make a trailer for a new upcoming game. Do we know what this game is? No. But knowing Rocksteady, it's either another Batman game or it could be something just DC related. Like, it could be a Teen Titans game.
It could be a Justice League game.
It could be a Justice League game. It could be anything, but...
Aquaman.
But a lot... yes, Aquaman. But, well, the thing about Batman is that Batman was really the only successful hero they could do a game about, because trying to make a game about Superman without making the enemies super difficult... is difficult. Like, the process is very hard, and so Batman was really the only hero they could look to, and so another Batman game, honestly, the Batman games was really how Rocksteady and WB Games got their money, but just to make another Batman game, it would be kind of dragging the series out, but then again, it also would be very awesome to see what new things they could add to this, because... more people want more Batman. Arkham Knight, not a lot of people liked it, but a whole bunch of people did. And so I would like a new Batman game, but if they come out with something even better, then that's fine by me. What are you doing there, DJ King?
Well, I was looking something up. All right, so is there any more games that we have to share with our friends?
Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing on our paperwork?
Nothing on our paperwork. Hold on. Just that's me rummaging through the papers. Nothing. Yeah, see?
All right. Well, for the outro, I guess...
I'm DJ King, and I'm DJ Mike.
Thank you for tuning in. You guys have a good one.